Jimmy's portfolio is driven by his love for architecture. He's very interested in the history of architecture, and this work in particular was inspired by Norman Foster's Gherkin Building in London, with its core and skin concept. Like the Gherkin in London, Jimmy wanted the silhouette of the building to be free from its core and to have the ability to morph. And Jimmy was always encouraged to look back at architectural history, to study the development of structures, and to play around with materials. Throughout the entire year, his aim was to be innovative in his designs while using commonplace items. That was a major goal of his. In AP Art History class, when students study architecture, which Jimmy did, and all of our students are required to do, they are always encouraged to visualize how a person experiences any given space. And Jimmy really took that into account when he made his architectural models, this one included. He considered movable space, light and air, in terms of the person in the structure. He looked at new ways to approach the designs of conventional spaces. Our students in their AP portfolio classes are always encouraged to plan in their sketchbooks, to research, historical and contemporary artists and architects for inspiration. We encourage our students to take risks and to take pride in their work, regardless of whether or not it's ultimately successful. Jimmy actually had to decrease the size of this model, a spiral tower, due to time constraints. And then his biggest struggle was documenting this model because it was really hard for him to capture both the interior core and the exterior silhouette at the same time in a very clear way. But he was persistent and he finally captured it beautifully. His dedication was super astounding. We always encourage him to take great care in his craftsmanship and his documentation. And we always encourage our students to talk about their work. It builds vocabulary, it builds self-confidence as they develop as young artists.